Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting second. The shortstop, Ike Davis. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bibb Falk. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Krause. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sloppy Thurston. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Sloppy Thurston. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Fred Haney. Batting second. The second baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting third. The left fielder, Al Wingo. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jackie Tavener. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Bassler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hooks Dawes. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hooks Dawes. And now, play ball. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is called out on strikes. One out. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Woodall now catching. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a fly ball into left field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. O'Rourke reaches second base with a double. Haney goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Tigers. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo bunts towards the mound. Thurston fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hooper. Cobb reaches second base with a double. Wingo goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Tigers. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hooper. Heilman reaches second base with a double. Cobb scores. It's 3-0, Tigers. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a fly ball into center field. Mostill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mostill throws the ball into Collins, who tags Tavener trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Heilman scores. It's 4-0, Tigers. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a line drive into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dawes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com hits a fly ball into left field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hooks Dawes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Haney hits a line drive towards third. Com reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause takes first base on ball 4. Sloppy Thurston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurston strikes out. One out. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-for-1 in the game. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haney juggles the ball. That's an error on Haney. Krause moves to second. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Krause moves to third. Ma still moves to second. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a pop-up towards third. Haney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheely hits a line drive towards third. Haney reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 0-for-1 in the game. Wingo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely fields the ball and throws to Thurston covering. Safe. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wingo. The throw from Krause and he is safe. Wingo steals second. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cobb takes first base on ball 4. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thurston fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-1 in the game. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue fields the ball and throws to Dawes covering. Safe. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Falk for the double play. Two outs. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaum hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Tigers. Buck Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kraus takes first base on ball 4. Sloppy Thurston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurston is 0 for 1 in the game. Thurston hits a ball on the ground towards the mound, deflecting off of Dawes's glove, towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tavener bunts in front of the plate. Kraus fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Kraus. Blue moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Woodall bunts towards the mound. Thurston fields it and throws to first for the out. Blue moves to third. Tavener moves to second. One out. Hooks Dawes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dawes hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hooper. Dawes reaches second base with a double. Blue scores. Tavener scores. It's 6-1, Tigers. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Haney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dawes moves to third. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wingo hits a ball on the ground towards second. Collins can't make a play. That's a base hit. Dawes scores. O'Rourke moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 7-1, Tigers. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cobb hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kraus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 0 for 2 in the game. Mostill hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wingo. Davis reaches second base with a double. Mostill moves to third. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Cobb. Collins reaches second base with a double. Mostill scores. Davis scores. It's 7-3, Tigers. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0 for 2 in the game. Shealy hits a fly ball into left field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Falk takes first base on ball 4. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Hooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Collins scores. Falk moves to second. It's 7-4, Tigers. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Com hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Falk scores. Hooper moves to second. It's 7-5, Tigers. Ed Wells now pitching. Bill Barrett pinch hits for Buck Krause. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haney fields it and throws to first for the out. Hooper moves to third. Com moves to second. Two outs. Sloppy Thurston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurston is 0-for-2 in the game. Thurston hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Grabowski now catching. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Heilman takes first base on ball 4. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blue bunts towards the mound. Thurston fields it and throws to first for the out. Heilman moves to second. One out. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tavener hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Heilman moves to third. Two outs. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Woodall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heilman scores. It's 8-5, Tigers. Ed Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ma Still, who is chasing the ball. Wells reaches third base with a triple. Woodall goes all the way around to score. It's 9-5, Tigers. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Haney hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hooper, who is chasing the ball. Haney reaches third base with a triple. Wells scores. It's 10-5, Tigers. Frank Mack now pitching. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. O'Rourke hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Ma Still is chasing the ball. O'Rourke rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park 2-run home run. It's 12-5, Tigers. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Wingo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cobb hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Wingo moves to third. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski fires to second, and they've got Cobb trapped. There's the throw to Sheely, who applies the tag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the White Sox 5. the White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ma still hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-3 in the game. Shealy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the White Sox 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tavener hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blue moves to second. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Woodall strikes out. There goes Blue. Here's the throw, and he's safe. 2 outs. Ed Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Wells takes first base on ball 4. Tavener moves to second. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Haney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Blue scores. Tavener scores. Wells moves to second. It's 14-5, Tigers. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. O'Rourke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wells scores. Haney moves to third. O'Rourke moves to second. It's 15-5, Tigers. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Wingo hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 15, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Les Burke now playing second base. Bob Jones now playing third base. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Falk hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman who is chasing the ball. Falk reaches third base with a triple. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hooper hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cobb who is chasing the ball. Hooper reaches third base with a triple. Fox scores. It's 15-6, Tigers. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Com hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wingo. Cobb reaches second base with a double. Hooper scores. It's 15-7, Tigers. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Burke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cobb. Mack reaches second base with a double. Cobb scores. It's 15-8, Tigers. Johnny Moss still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss still is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Moss still hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mack moves to third. Two outs. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mack scores. It's 15-9, Tigers. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Collins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davis moves to second. Lil Stoner now pitching. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-4 in the game. Shealy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wingo. Shealy reaches second base with a double. Davis scores. Collins moves to third. It's 15-10, Tigers. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Falk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Collins scores. Shealy scores. It's 15-12, Tigers. Bert Cole now pitching. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cole fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 15, and the White Sox 12. The Tigers will come to bat. Ted Blankenship now pitching. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cobb takes first base on ball 4. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Heilman strikes out. There goes Cobb. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blue hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Tavener hits a line drive into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 15, and the White Sox 12. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Com hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski is 0-for-1 in the game. Grabowski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship hits a fly ball into left field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 15, and the White Sox 12. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Woodall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bert Cole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cole hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Les Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 15, and the White Sox 12. The White Sox will come to bat. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 3-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Collins takes first base on ball 4. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Shealy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Collins moves to second. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles, a triple, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Falk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Collins moves to third. Shealy moves to second. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Hooper hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Collins tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 15-13, Tigers. Jess Doyle now pitching. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 3-for-5 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Kham hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wingo. Kham reaches second base with a double. Shealy scores. Falk goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 15, Tigers, 15. Spence Harris pinch hits for Johnny Grabowski. Spence Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris takes first base on ball 4. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 0-for-1 in the game. Blankenship hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 15, and the Tigers 15. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Schalk now catching. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Wingo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cobb is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Cobb hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 16, and Chicago White Sox, 15. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.